Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Have you noticed how many times inspired writers, especially in the Old Testament, use animals to illustrate spiritual truths? King Solomon urged his lazy readers, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest." Proverbs 6:6-8. Solomon also wrote, "There are four things that are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies, probably badgers, are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth all of them by bands. The spider takes hold with her hands, and is in kings' palaces." Proverbs 30:25-29. The prophet Jeremiah reminded the Jewish people, "Yea, the stork in the heaven knows her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord." Jeremiah 8:7. God Almighty designed the birds of heaven to know the seasons. They know intuitively when they are to build nests, to provide for their young, and to fly south for the winter. Jeremiah mentions four kinds of birds: the stork, the turtle, actually the turtle dove, the crane, and the swallow. It may not be possible to identify all of these birds, but we should not miss the message the Holy Spirit intended. The birds have built-in wisdom to carry out their missions. I live on a lake and have the pleasure of watching many different kinds of waterfowl. I stand in amazement at the way the ducks, geese, coots, terns, blue herons, and other birds take care of themselves. How anyone can observe these beautiful creatures and imagine they have just happened is beyond my comprehension. While the birds Jeremiah mentioned know their appointed time, God's people did not know the judgment of the Lord. One of the chief criticisms of the Jewish people was their failure to know the God who cared for them and His will for their lives. About 150 years before Jeremiah began his prophetic ministry, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider." Isaiah 1:3. One of Isaiah's contemporaries told the Jews, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest unto me. Seeing you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." Hosea 4:6. Could the people of Jeremiah's day have known God and His will? If they could not have known, how could they have been held accountable? But they had the prophets and priests who were dedicated, or should have been, to teaching the Israelites the law of God. We know the great prophets like Isaiah, Hosea, Amos, and Micah did their best to keep their people informed and pointed in the right direction. Is it possible the Jewish people were willfully ignorant, that they really did not want to know? We know this. The books of Hebrews and 2 Peter indict the people of the first century for not knowing when they could have and should have known. The author of Hebrews described the condition of many of the Hebrew Christians. "For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which are the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." Hebrews 5:12. The Apostle Peter used the worldwide flood to show that the world has not always operated in a uniform fashion. "For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was then, being overflowed, perished." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.